Hello, everyone. This is Jessica Wright. I'm back again and ready to hang out and chit-chat with you and share some things that are on my heart. And hopefully it ministers to you and speaks to you or just sheds some light on things that you're walking through in your life. We are just going into the spring season where I live. I don't know what season it is where you live, but it just really makes me think. First off, I love spring. Where I live, spring is where in the mornings it's cool and then it warms up in the day. In the evenings it's cool, coldish again, and it just feels fresh. It feels like a new beginning, a new start, and the flowers are beginning to bloom because they've gone through their dying process and now they're blooming again and starting to show their glory and beauty, and the birds are singing again, and which still amazes me and intrigues me so much. I've spoken about that so many times. I love hearing the birds sing their song and the way they communicate, and I'm sure there's so many more details to it, but to me, I love, and I can't believe this little tiny creature can sing, and you can hear their noise above all the other noises. Even when you're in the city, like I was at a store one time and I was sitting in the parking lot and I could hear these birds singing, communicating, but singing. They are carrying a melody, a frequency. And I'm like, wow, even above cars driving around and all of that, this little tiny creature can release their frequency and sound into the atmosphere, and it carries. That's amazing. And that's not even what I wanted to talk about today, but I'm going to talk about it for a second. You're welcome. you know, no matter if you feel significant or insignificant, you carry a frequency. And when you move in that frequency and the confidence of who you are in that frequency, it is still important. So this little tiny bird that would seem insignificant and think, oh my gosh, one is doing it outside my window right now. So crazy. Anyways, like I said, it's hangout time with Jess. but this tiny little creature can release their sound into the atmosphere, and it carries, and that frequency carries. And that's the same for you. That's the same for me. And I've shared this too, because hello, I'm an open book. I've been in an interesting process for at least 2 years. And it's funny because when that process began for me, just in things changing in my life, I really wanted to rush the process and it be done. And I really thought I did it in 2 weeks. And I'm not kidding. Just like if you have a microwave, which a lot of people do not like microwaves, but just like when you put something in the microwave and you stand and tap your foot waiting because we're just impatient. That's how I feel like, let's get it over with. Let's do it. Let's face it. Cool. And let's move on. But I'm learning that we are always in a process. And it looks different at times, and coming through that, going through it. And it's been so good for me because it's just shaken anything that can be shaken. And it's rebuilding and creating something new and fresh. You know, just thinking back, like I was talking about seasons, I think seasons are important. Okay. So for us, we don't have extreme seasons except for our summer. Our summer is extremely hot. By the end of it, it's just ridiculous. But our fall is usually kind of pleasant. Our quote unquote winter, we do get cold, but not cold like most places. And honestly, I'm happy with that. For us, the humidity is so high here. So whenever it's hot, it feels more hot because the humidity is so thick. So whenever it's cold, it feels colder than normal temperature would, you know, in a dry climate. But we do have lush, beautiful grass and trees. And where I live, there's these huge oak trees full of history. And, you know, and it's so cool how every different place in the world has its own beauty and just has its own expression. But each season is exciting to me. So I can't wait when it's so hot in the summer and it's 100 degrees Fahrenheit or more, and we're going into the fall, and I can't wait. Now, we don't have real fall like most people, but what we do, it does feel fresh and crisp, and I love that. So all the beautiful greenery is starting to fall, because it's called the fall, the leaves fall, and it's just, you have campfires, you roast marshmallows, you do all these things. You go on hay rides. This is what we do in the fall. We have Thanksgiving in the fall, which is so much fun. And then it moves into winter for us. Now, I know it's opposite down under, but winter for us is really the holidays, and we have a great time of just making memories with family, and you get to wear sweaters, sweater weather, as the funny saying goes, and you get to do all the things, and it's fun. But listen, I don't last long in winter. We need it quick, and we have a very quick winter, praise the Lord. And once winter, everything dies off, because hello, we're going through this process. And then here comes spring, which is my favorite. All of the fresh life and springing forth and the beauty everywhere. I love flowers. My grandmother was a florist, and she created so much beauty with flowers. I wasn't given that gift. My dad was. He doesn't like to admit it. He doesn't want everybody to know that he could be a florist and a decorator. He wants to stay very manly. No, he's really good at it. But my grandmother would just create these beautiful arrangements with flowers. And it was hard for me, even though I'm creative. I wanted everything to be even. Everything has to be even, which that doesn't work when you're being creative in that capacity. And I just love all of it. And then going into summer, it's fun. The kids are getting out of school. You're going on vacation. For my family, we travel a lot with baseball still for our son. And we believe in some giftings that the Father has placed in him. And so we make a sacrifice and spend most of our summer traveling. But it's fun. We make some of the best memories. And summertime, you get to swim all of the time. My parents have a pool. My kids, my younger two, my daughter's 14 and my youngest is 6, and they would swim all day, every day if they could. They just love being in the water. They're water babies. And so you have to have the summer weather for that, for the pool to be warm enough. And so it's just everything so much fun. But at the end of each season, it's great to move into the next season. And I just want to encourage you, as I'm realizing more and more that we constantly are in a process, and we, as long as we embrace the process, it's beautiful. Sometimes it's hard. If we resist and fight against it, then it's rough. it's got its ups and downs, but totally worth it. Because I want to always be changing and growing in who I am in the Father and who He is in me. And I want to be completely yielded to everything that He is. And sometimes it feels amazing and you feel inspired and you're just all in, going for it, fun, fun, fun. And then sometimes you're like, what's wrong with me? Maybe not you, but I have found myself in that place where recently I'm sitting in this place that's a dream come true, and everything's going wild in the presence of the Father. And I'm rehearsing lies to myself, not on purpose. I mean, terrible timing, right? But I was like, oh, you know, just thinking all these things of, you know, you're not wanted, all these things that are lies. But in that moment, I'm sitting there feeling like, oh, I don't feel wanted, even though I am. Okay, so nobody feels sorry for me. This is just a part of the process. Things that are in your mind that are lies that you have to get out, even when you feel like you've already dealt with that. I was sharing something with my brother, and he said, you know, I had a feeling like that I had to deal with. And you know what's crazy is that Holy Spirit stopped me and said, that's the imposter. That is not true. And when he said that to me, it clicked. And I was like, oh my goodness. Have you ever been like in a situation, or not even a situation, just in life, and you, in your mind, you feel like something is happening or has happened and it has not at all. And then you end up rehearsing what hasn't even happened, what you think may have happened, and then end up building this scenario in your mind that's not even true, but that's the imposter. Like, oh, like speaking lies, and there is no place for that, but you have to shut that down. So it was so good because I was like, oh, I don't, you know, feel wanted in this like position or place that has always been normal for me. But Yahweh said to me in that moment, but I do. And he said, it doesn't matter who wants you, who doesn't, whatever it looks like, I want you. And that's all that matters. And that hit me so strong. And it's so true. Maybe you've preached all your life and suddenly you're not. That's okay. Maybe you've done something all of your life and suddenly you're not in that place. And I know that that's a process of unlearning things that you thought that what your identity is. That's something else for me. I've been having this stripping away of what my identity has always been. And for me, it was a worship leader. I'm a worship leader, which I still am, and I love to worship. But that's not who I am. You know, who I am is a beloved daughter of Yahweh, of Abba, Father. And that's what matters. What matters is that my heart is open, and I'm giving my heart to Him, and I just give Him my first and best. And it doesn't matter what else that looks like. No agenda. So I just encourage you today to let go, to not let the imposter tell you lies. And I'm not talking about the devil when I say that, okay? So don't go there. He has no place. To not listen to lies and build these lies in your head that's not even the truth. That you lean into the truth and you find your identity and your hope in the Father, in everything that He is, and know that He wants you. He cares for you, and you're important to Him. So have a wonderful day, and just keep looking up and take a deep breath. Shalom.